Officially calling the ANC 1D meeting to order. Thank you. January 19, 2010 meeting. The time is 7:04 p.m. Commissioners present, McKay, LaPonta, Bosselman, Scott, and Edwards. First order of business, we declare all offices open.
Okay, I would like to make a nomination. Stormy?
Jack.
Yeah, you're still chair, Stormy.
Yeah.
You can't shake it yet.
Okay. Jack.
Okay, let me say, I think Stormy has done a marvelous job as chair. I think Stormy is an excellent person to be chairing these meetings. I understand that there's an agreement for some change. I hope that's I have a correct understanding here.
It's fine.
So I will nominate Greg to be chair for the coming year.
A second.
Actually, no seconds are required for nominations.
Oh, okay, good. Dave?
Hello. Oh, wow. I nominate Phil LaPonta for chair.
Okay. So where are we now?
Well, do we have acceptances of the nominations?
Oh, that's true.
Greg does. Phil?
No, I'm not going to accept nomination for chair. Thank you.
Okay, so we have a decline. Okay. Further nominations? No? Okay. So we're voting on Greg. All those in favor of Greg Edwards being chair of ANC 1D?
Madam Chair, just pro forma, I wonder if we might ask Greg to briefly state what his vision is for the coming year.
Fair enough. Greg?
Well, it seems to me that still the most important objective for the ANC, beyond even its statutory three duties, is to provide an example of how diverse elements in the neighborhood can talk together, work together, and accomplish together in openness and with a quality of process that draws respect and participation from all parts of our neighborhood. This is easily said, but it's hard to do, and it's got to be worked out day by day in the way we do things. The second set of things is that we were asked for our vision of the neighborhood 2 weeks ago. And it seems to me that there are some main pieces that we've got to look at. One is the public health issue that a large number of our neighbors died 20 years too young after 10 years of morbidity. The second is that we need a combination of decent housing that maintains our demographics with good jobs, because one without the other doesn't work. And they need to be put together so that we have a walkable neighborhood that supports what many now call a green agenda. The next piece is that it has been vividly brought out that a number of groups in the neighborhood, this came out of the small grant program, have been driven out because of just lack of police presence and support. So we need to pull together, and we have an opportunity to do so now. I should say that good jobs and good housing is something that that is closely tied to the revitalization of our commercial quarter, because there's a lot of jobs there. We have we have on some of these issues several pressing possibilities that this ANC has worked hard for 5 or 6 years. We have the transportation plan. We have the small area plan from the Office of Planning. And we have a change in the attitude of many of the D.C. agencies.
Greg, can you keep it short?
Okay.
Come on, this is ridiculous.
All right.
Jack.
Yeah, let me speak. I don't disagree with you, Greg, but that has nothing to do with being the chair of this ANC. The chair of the ANC does not decide ANC policy. We collectively decide ANC policy. And I am not about to be driven in any direction by the chair of this ANC. I've been there. The job of the chair is to preside over our meetings and to represent the ANC outside these meetings. But it is not to dictate to us what the ANC ought to do. And I do not like hearing this litany of issues where you think that you are going to try to push us into some certain political directions. That's not what the chair does.
May I respond?
Dave?
I'd like to modify Jack's statement a little bit. I don't think the chair represents the ANC unless he simply represents the resolutions passed by the ANC. And that can be done by any commissioner, indeed any citizen.
And I'd also like to add that along with them chairing, they have a separate position as representing their constituents, and they shouldn't get those two things confused either. Phil?
I'd like to thank the commission for indulging in this discussion. I realize we probably could have skipped it rather quickly, but I do think it's important for us to talk about our expectations for the role of the chair. And I firmly believe that while Jack is entirely correct and that the primary duty of the chair is to preside over the meetings, and as Dave has indicated, to represent the resolutions of the ANC appropriately to the broader DC community, and as Stormy said, to represent his constituents, although that's not reserved to the chair, certainly. We all have that duty. I personally believe that, Greg, you are on the right track when you start talking about a vision and you start talking about showing leadership and directing, to a certain degree, the efforts of the ANC. And I think encouraging ANC commissioners to get involved, to move this neighborhood forward is important. But, yes, you must be fair and allow the commission to act in the interests of the commissioners as we can find consensus. And I think you said that very early on in your speech, and I certainly appreciated it. Thank you.
Obviously, I should have stopped.
Okay, we're ready for the vote. All those, Zach?
Just quickly. I've been chair. The role of the chair is to serve the commission. It is not to lead the commission. It is not to direct the commission. The role of the chair is to serve the commission. And I am going to hold you to that, Greg.
Fine. And
okay, so we're ready for the vote. All those in favor of Greg Edwards being the chair of ANC 1D? Wait and hold your hand. Okay, all commissioners voting yes. Now I have nominations for vice chair. Jack.
I would like to, at this point you should turn over the chair duties to Greg.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, I will permit myself one sentence to say that the hallmark of having an open ANC is already that's not controlled by the chair has already been demonstrated. Call for nominations for vice chair. Jack.
I nominate Stormy Scott for vice chair.
Other nominations? It's Phil.
I nominate Dave Fosterman as vice chair.
Are there any other nominations?
Check that they have been accepted.
Good.
I accept.
Righto.
I didn't hear you. It was overdriven. You accept. Okay. So then let's have no more than statements of no more than 3 minutes. Now that there's a new standard that's been set.
Okay. I'm never one to talk all night. I make my statement. I stand. I do whatever I'm asked to do. My constituents, when they come to me, I respond. I'll continue to do the same. When I'm asked to chair the meeting, you know I like to start on time. I like to end on time. I like to go directly to the point. And that's how I assume that I'll continue to do.
I should note that I expect the chair and the vice chair to be at all meetings before they start. And do we have recall?
Yes.
At any rate, I ask, do we have recall? Because
the officers can be recalled at any time.
If they're just absent, you know. At any rate, I would not run meetings rigorously. I would allow the public to speak.
Let me see, we'll do this in alphabetical order of the last name. All in favor of David Bosserman, signify by raising your hand. It's two votes. All in favor of Stormy Scott, signify. Three. So we have the vice chair for the year, Angela D. Scott.
For the audio record, announce who voted how.
Let's then do a. I will call the names and you can put it in the record. Jack.
I vote for Stormy.
Phil.
Bosserman.
I already voted.
Bosserman votes for Bosserman.
Angelia Scott votes for herself.
And Greg Edwards votes for Angelia Scott. Okay. Now we move to the secretary. Do I hear nominations?
I nominate Jack for secretary.
Okay. Do you accept, Jack?
I accept.
Any other nominations? Jack, could we skip the speech, or do you...
We can skip the speech.
Okay. It's your choice. All in favor of Jack? It is 5-0. Okay. Nominations are now open for treasurer.
I nominate Jack McKay for treasurer.
Jack McKay, do you accept?
I accept.
Are there other nominations? Hearing none, we will vote. All in favor? 5-0. So we have a slate of officers for the year 2010, ending at noon on January the 2nd, 2011. The next order of business?
Well, we could at this time go to public discussion.
Yes, we should.
Now that we've got the officers in place.
Would that please? That's the way we usually do things, and people come here expecting to get out quickly. Let us move then, starting with the unlucky ones that sit up front, or the lucky ones. Faye Armstrong, would you please?
Could you stay with the witnesses this so we can get
a meeting? All right. We have at the beginning of each meeting, typically 15 to 20 minutes of public commentary or discussion. It's limited to 3 minutes, and you can speak on anything that you wish, or you can ask questions. If commissioner chooses to answer your questions, well then that does not come out of your time. And we also have a policy that if your words must be translated, that does not come out of your time as well.
Okay, thank you, Greg. My name is Faye Armstrong. I'm president of Historic Mount Pleasant. First of all, I'd like, just in case you haven't noticed, there have been some announcements around the neighborhood. Historic Mount Pleasant, in association with the D.C. Preservation League, is having a program at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning at Stoddard, upstairs in the boardroom, because they're having their board meeting at the same time on Saturday morning, 10 o'clock at Stoddard.
Stoddard Baptist Center.
Stoddard Baptist Center on Newton Street. On energy efficiency in old houses, and we have some some technical experts on these issues who will tell you, among other things, that one of the least cost-effective things you can do is to replace your windows. But anyway, that's an announcement for next Saturday. I understand that one of the and these are people who also do energy audits, which I think a lot of our old houses could probably benefit from, and there are lots of sources of escape of hot air and cold air and things like that. I understand one of the items on the agenda this evening is with respect to Main Street's grant from Department of Transportation, with respect to which I would like to say that certainly Historic Mount Pleasant does not feel that it has yet had the opportunity that it would like to have, that it wishes to have, with respect to comment on the specific elements that are going to end up being funded by that grant. The things that Main Street put into the request, many of them depended on things that DDOT has to fund from its own budget that have not occurred. So there's a real, an interrelationship there that needs to be discussed, and I think there will be quite a discussion with DDOT when the monies become available for expenditure, which I understand is not going to be before this spring. So I think that the neighborhood needs to keep that issue open a little while so that we can see what the options really are. Thank you very much.
Joyce.
Would you give your name, including your last name, slowly, because I can never get it right.
Oh, my name is Joyce. My last name is Joroge, spelled as N-J-O-R-O-G-E.
Please, proceed.
Do you have a comment or suggestion from the commission?
Oh. Well, my main concern would be to get more parking space on Mount Pleasant, especially the bus takes so much space and it's not usually as often as it's used. I mean, like, we have so much space reserved for the bus, and which is too large as compared to other commercial districts. And the other thing I would like also the commission to consider is the request presented to them by the business owners, especially if, like, we apply for different types of licenses, to make the process a little bit more easier and more smooth and more business friendly, even if there has to be structured a voluntary agreement or whatever needs to be done, so that the business people, the business community, can create a better relation with the different association, rather than feeling like, because presently I represent several business owners and there seems to be some kind of a conflict or some kind of fear between the different association within Mount Pleasant and the business community. And I would like to see in this year as one of the goals of the commission to be able to have a better communication relations with the business community. And I would also like to see the signs for Mount Pleasant for the metro, to indicating which way to turn and how to get to Mount Pleasant for the business and people looking for, like, restaurant. They don't know where the metro, from the metro, how do they proceed to get to find Mount Pleasant Street. Other than that, I would like to keep the meeting short and on time. Thank you.
Thank you. Mario Cristaldo.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Mario Cristaldo, and I'm the Director for Community Relations and Organizing for Men, Inc. I'm going to take this opportunity to request the possibility that the commissioners could take the leadership in organizing a forum about affordable housing this year here in Mount Pleasant. As we all know, affordable housing is a dire issue for all of us here in Mount Pleasant. We have the issue of the 3145 Mount Pleasant that more than 200 families have been displaced from this area. And other issues that we could discuss within the spectrum of affordable housing. As we all know, rental affordable housing is one way of keeping folks in town. Affordable homeownership is another way of doing it. So we welcome the opportunity to have a forum here this year. Another issue, I'd like to request the leadership of the commissioners to work in issues related to race and also understanding among different cultures and different groups. There is a great opportunity here for all of us to work together to make sure that we communicate better with each other so we can move our agendas in a way that is proactive in the community. So those are the two things that I'd like to ask you for. And I really appreciate your leadership, and I will continue to work with you and with other members of the commission, the committee, and the community for affordable homeownership opportunities here in Mount Pleasant and around the city. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Gladys Mitchell. She doesn't wish to speak. Then we go to Olivia Carvalho. We're going in order. So you're out of order. Can you pass the microphone up? Evelyn, would you wish to speak?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm Evelyn Brewster, and I'm the new president of the 3150 16th Street Association. Former president Beatrice Stewart did a remarkable job in getting us organized and getting the association established. She stepped aside because of her health, but we want to keep her involved, so I'll just make that statement on her behalf because you've seen her for several years here, and I just want you to know why you're not seeing her now. I'll tell you again. I would like to see the ANC this year do a couple of things. I know that Phil Lepanto doesn't agree with the position that I have on the library. He and I have discussed this. We have agreed to disagree, but we still believe that the library is a huge issue, the expansion that is being planned, and I had an opportunity to look at a draft of a resolution that the ANC has done today. I think that it's on the right track, and anything I can do through the association or as an individual to help the ANC, I would be happy to do that. The second thing I would like to see would be the more business-friendly attitude from the ANC so that we do not get the complaints that it's hard to do business with our ANC, and so therefore it's just easier to go to another community. So anything that I can do to help facilitate you in accomplishing that, I'm willing to do that as well. I don't want to just complain about things, but I want to offer my services if it's possible. And those are the two major factors. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Gabriela Mossi, and I'm here to represent the Mount Pleasant Business Association. I have two issues that I wanted to bring up. Since the grant that Main Street won from the Department of Transportation was brought up, I just wanted to say the Business Association certainly supports these funds that could come and enhance our streetscape. So I certainly want to say that the Business Association has always supported that. I understand there are some details that need to be worked out. I hope that we can work those out internally amongst ourselves, but that we don't stall or, you know, the process of getting the grant for this community. I think it's a wonderful opportunity, but I'm sure that we can work that out. The Business Association has always been in support of this grant and of Main Street putting in the application. That's one comment. The other one, I don't know who I should go to with this, but a couple of merchants were been concerned with a security issue on the street with a particular individual, and we've been trying to reach some police officers, but we're not able to do that. A particular case was on Saturday. I don't know if you were here walking around on Saturday afternoon. There is an individual that we see regularly walking the streets, but that particular day he had stolen an item from one of the laundromats, was trying to sell it on the street, was not getting any attention, and got very agitated. And we, of course, at that time could not find anybody to help. So just, you know, so that we are alert, I also wanted to know if you had any advice, what I could tell the merchants. Since I was not able to reach an officer, we know we have some cell phone numbers, but at that time that didn't work. And it wasn't an emergency. You know, it was somebody who got agitated in the street, and there were other things that were need to be taken care of at the time. So just wanted to bring it up, and I can give whoever relevant or can help me more details. And I guess if we're all on the lookout, perhaps. It's a young, I believe it's an African-American. It's a light-skinned, at first could be Latino. I mean, I don't know, but it wasn't Caucasian, not Caucasian. Early 30s. 5'10", maybe. He walks around the neighborhood always with earphones, earbuds, listening to music. He walks around Mount Pleasant, Columbia Heights area. You know, you may see him walk around sometimes with a, but again, it's the winter, so, you know, dark jacket or a gray jacket. And he went into the laundromat, you know, right here on the 32nd 100 block, and took some kind of a vacuum cleaner from there, managed to take it out of there and steal it, and then was trying to sell it. So, you know, just a oddball incident. But again, they were upset at the laundromat. And the people outside were upset. They were paying any attention to him while he was trying to sell it, but when he was trying to throw it around, you know. So, just to let you know.
Nathalie?
Greg, are you going to allow any commissioners to speak?
Sure.
Sí, buenas noches. Yo soy Neftalí Vázquez, propietario de Pulsería San Miguel Restaurant. Y mi inquietud es referente a estas personas que andan tomando en la calle. Lo digo porque yo tengo ese problema siempre en mi negocio. Tengo que estarlo sacando a menudo. No puedo estar llamando a la policía cada momento. Yo quisiera que, pues, que fuera más riguroso con ellos, que si es posible los pusieran presos, qué sé yo, a limpiar las calles, algo, pues, para que esta gente no esté molestando mucho a los negocios. Y esto, pues, en mi negocio ocurre a menudo, pues me gustaría, pues, que tomaran cartas en este asunto.
Good evening, my name is Dr. Gomez, and
excuse me one moment. Did I understand you to say you would wish to say something, Jack, at this point?
No, let it go now, but I would like to have an opportunity for the commissioners to respond to what people have to say from the audience.
Fine.
But at this point, because Mr. Vasquez has proceeded, I would like to hear the English of what he had to say.
I think that's a good idea. Okay. Por favor.
My name is Neftalí Vázquez, and I'm the owner of Pulsería San Miguel. And the issue that I want to bring tonight is I am concerned about the people that are walking in the streets, they are drunk, that they go into the businesses and harassing customers. I have experience now in my business a few times that these individuals are coming into the businesses and it's affecting my clientele. I would like something to be done about this, put them in jail or make them to work, cleaning up the streets or something. But we need to deal with this issue because it's scaring customers and my business.
Now, Jack.
Yes, but what was said there brings to mind a communication I got from a constituent that she was physically assaulted in, I believe, Mark's Cafe by a mentally ill street woman. This was a woman. So there were problems. Now, I believe we have Lieutenant Pate here. Am I right?
Yes.
Our brand new lieutenant for this PSA, and perhaps it would be appropriate at this time for us to hear from him on this issue.
Good. Please, so please, is the commission.
I don't know. It's in the mic. Oh, I got to That's right. All right, we don't want that. How you doing? My name is Lieutenant Micah Pate. I'm newly assigned to this PSA from the 3rd District. However, I've been in the 3rd District since 2004. I've been in PSA 308 was the most recent one. That's in the Shaw area. Lieutenant Vines moved the K-9, so they switched me up here to take his spot.
Lieutenant,
pull
the microphone.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, let me give you my information first. Again, my phone number is 202. My cell phone, yes. 202-506-0743. My email address, I'm going to spell it, is micah.pate. What you need, the phone number again?
No,
I was spelling it here. My email address is micah.pate@dc.gov.
And your phone number one more
time, please. 202-506-0743.
Just
Of course, some of the problems that you guys are having up here, I'm familiar with because me and Lieutenant Vines worked in the same office. So a lot of stuff is just getting up to speed on, but it's not necessarily that I'm in the blind about the issues in the community. In reference to the person that's seen somebody in the street drunk, call the police. Although you have the cell phones, still call 911. In reference to someone stealing some property from someone's store, although you have the cell phones, still call 911. Okay, and then we should respond. I'll look into that and find out what happened in reference.
I think they responded to the robbery part, but then not the part about him being agitated.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Then someone else is speaking, and we need to get a microphone so that we, because we're legally required to keep a transcript. So if you recognize someone else, well then, please let's equip anybody else with a microphone.
Okay, I got you. So again, really I'm just introducing myself. If I'm not here, I have an officer come past and maybe give you guys the stats during your meeting. Also, the PSA meeting is going to be on the last Wednesday of every month. It's going to be here at 6:30 or 7:30, I don't remember. 7 o'clock? Okay, 7 o'clock, it's going to be here. So it'll be the last Wednesday, fourth Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock. So pretty much just a brief introduction. Again, you have my contact information. If you have any concerns or problems with policing in the area, by all means, reach out to me and give me an opportunity to address your problems. And I'm here to work with you guys. Thank you.
Excuse me.
But just for clarification, is that tomorrow or next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday, fourth Wednesday.
Okay, thank you.
The 27th, right?
Hi, my name is Ari Goldstein from Mount Pleasant Main Street. I'm the design chairman, and we worked on the grant and applied for it. And we just wanted to say that we are looking. We want to work together as a community, and with all of the details and coordination, it's not entirely set in stone yet. Although there's a limit to what we can get DDOT to change, but we applied for $240,000 and we got it. And it would be a shame not to see that money come into this community. So I think we should all work together and and we're open to meet with anybody and discuss any details. And people have my email. I'll give it to anybody who wants to discuss this further. On another note, since it is the first meeting and people are making suggestions for the year, we're also willing to start new projects, things that we didn't get in this grant and that other people want to do, we'd like to participate in, and we'd like to work together with other neighborhood groups and have sort of a positive coalition. We'd like to see that the direction that the ANC and the neighborhood goes.
My name is Jose. I'm living in Tribune on the street, and I'm like, co-op. And, my name is Jose. Vivo en la 3121 Mount Pleasant Street.
Nombre y familia, por favor. Nombre de familia.
José Freddy Chopin. Y vivo en la 3121 de Mount Pleasant Street. Vivo aquí por 24 años en Mount Pleasant. Pero yo traje un problema en el meeting pasado y le dije de que había pasado un problema en nuestro edificio. Se entraron los gangas al edificio y rompieron vidrios y todo. Y bueno, creo que todavía eso sigue, porque ahora pues yo fui esta mañana a ver mi carro y mi carro me lo robaron esta mañana. Yo no encontré mi carro y estaba en la Kenya Street. Entonces queremos ver que queremos que la seguridad pues en sí, que es lo que ellos pueden hacer en este caso.
My name is José Chopin, and I live in 3121 Mount Pleasant. Now it's a new co-op in the building. We own the building. And in the last meeting that we had, I brought the issue that of safety and security, because gang activities was happening in the building, and that was by MS-13. They were throwing paints and doing all kind of stuff in the building. And looks like that these activities are still happening. Today in the morning when I went to pick up my car to drive away, I couldn't find it. My car has been stolen today in the morning, and I would really, really like to increase the presence of the police and something to be done about crime in this community.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, commissioners. My name is Timothy Vafidis. For those who don't know me, I am the mayor's liaison in Ward 1. I'm here basically to take notes, listen to residents' concerns, and relay that back to the mayor's office. I don't have any really thing to say right now. I do want to bring up the fact that, as most of you know, starting January 1st, there's a charge now at CVS, Giant, local stores, where if you purchase an item and the plastic bag is now, they're charging 5 cents per bag. It looks like we have about 25, 30 people here. I did bring only 25 bags. I did bring 25 bags, and so please, if you guys can, just only take one each, since I'm sorry I don't have any more. We're really limited on them. I will leave them in the front for you guys to pick up on your way up. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Adam Hoey. Speaking as a resident here. Thanks to Ari for the comments from Main Street. I wanted to lodge a complaint to the ANC as a resident on 1655 Newton Street. We have an ongoing problem with dog walkers in our zone that are not picking up after their dogs. We love dogs, but not when you step in dog do in your house and when your children step in it or try to eat it. Dog walkers are letting their dogs stray on the public private property and allowing them to go to the bathroom on your property and not picking up. So something I'd like to try to work with. I know it's a law that you're supposed to pick up after your dog. So I'd like to try to work with the ANC and the local police to kind of help enforce that law. Thanks.
Any commissioner would like to respond?
I certainly understand and appreciate the problem, but the ANC is not a law enforcement agency, so there's really not much we can do about that.
Thanks, Jack. I just wanted to see if there, you know, if that problem had kind of come to the ANC before, if there are other ways that the community has dealt with that through some type of, you know, signage or any other type of public awareness campaign towards, you know, proper dog walking etiquette.
Let me recognize myself for a minute or two. Yes, we have a huge problem like that on the 1600 block of Lamont Street that I personally know of. And so I looked up some research on how to deal with it. The first thing is to start to talk with one's neighbors informally. And then once the consensus has arrived at, it's typically not a good idea to put up signs so it seems like it's authority that's speaking, but rather than once you have a consensus on the block and a lot of people agree with it, then you can join forces against the visitors that very often are doing it after you've cleaned up, so to speak, your own problem. I'd be pleased to talk with you and perhaps work with the police on this, because I believe it is primarily a policing issue. It may also be a public works issue and the like. But I'd be pleased to talk with you if you wish, because we have the same problem in our block.
Good evening. My name is...
Oh, okay, then we come up to the next row. But you can go now.
My name is Juan Carlos Ruiz, and I'm a spokesperson for the Latino Association of Mount Pleasant. I want to thank you, the chair, the past chair, for the work that you have done. You did an outstanding job. So I really want to thank you for the work that you have done and the past commission. Second of all, welcome, Lieutenant Pate. I heard great works about you, great work. You did a fantastic job over there, so we are eager to be working with you, and the Latino Association is really, really ready to work with you to address some of the issues in the community. I'm wondering if your final decision to make the last Wednesday of the month a PSA meeting a final date, because the Latino Association would like to suggest a couple other, perhaps another date that will be a little more flexible for the Latino community. But we can talk about that later on. And the other piece is those bags, the Latino Association will be selling them for $5. And so probably that one of the issues we are concerned about is in the last, a couple of meetings ago, the Latino Association came very strongly in support of the efforts the Main Street is doing in our community, especially about writing the grant. And I understand it's a lot of volunteers, and they put a lot of efforts into it. And thank you for doing that, and that's what it takes to move us forward. And we definitely want the money to be in our community. There's no question about that. We want them to come. But along with that, a message that the Latino Association has been sending out is a wonder to inclusiveness, one that makes everybody working together in one direction in a coordinated efforts, so the neighborhood, the community can benefit from that. That's our intention, and that's every efforts that we made in the association is going to be precisely to do that, to ensure that we make our differences, to work our differences here in our community, and we don't take it outside. We clean and wash our laundry here in our community. And we come out together with one force, one voice that can really represent Mount Pleasant. We are working and including everyone in the processes, and we want to ensure that the process for the implementation or was written and this proposal can have the voice of everyone that participates in making this community a stronger one, especially the Latino community, who was not having too much representation 6 months ago. And so for that purpose, I'm very interested to see what the outcome or what the resolutions are going to be. But and we're going to hold our position and to see what is what we want. But we want to strengthen again. It's critical that we all working together
and communicating with each other and sharing information. And I'm sure Greg is going to share later on a little bit of the things that we are working to ensure that businesses are really, really benefiting by all the funding and resources that we have. And finally, I want to... Can you stand up, Tim, please? I want to give him a big round of applause. He has worked very hard to make sure that 3145, all the nasty construction that was outside, he and other folks have helped us to make sure that that happened. So we have more parking spots. He's been constantly bagging people in different offices. So finally, all the fences and all the metal stuff is moving back, and now it's going to be putting a new fence in there. So Tim, thank you so very much for that and the work that you guys are doing in the mayor's office.
Thank you, Tim.
Buenas noches, muy buenas noches para todos. Mi nombre es Sabino Quijano y vengo en representación del edificio 3121. El caso que les quiero exponer a todos los presentes es de que nosotros la última semana de diciembre fuimos agredidos dentro del edificio porque vinieron unas personas posiblemente embriagadas, se metieron y rompieron una ventana. Entonces nosotros lo que hicimos fue llamar a la policía. Inmediatamente la policía no acudió tan pronto. Viene como 20 minutos más tarde y el policía llega y a nosotros nos habla de mal gusto que nos acerquemos a él adentro del carro. A nosotros le parece eso bien absurdo, de falta de calidad de los policías. Entonces él entró al edificio y a nosotros los comenzó a pedir documentos, a pedir informaciones. Entonces veo muy absurdo eso, que le falta capacidad al señor policía. Y aquí tengo yo el documento que él me dio para que nosotros pudiéramos seguir posteriormente, para seguir el caso. El policía de mal gusto se retiró, poca atención nos puso, ¿verdad? Yo tengo esto aquí porque yo sinceramente no me sentí muy contento. Digo yo, nosotros carecemos de vigilancia aquí en la colonia, no me gusta sinceramente. A lo mejor vienen por aquí cerca cuando tienen necesidad de beberse un cafecito. Gracias.
I'm sorry, Sabino. My name is Sabino Tapia. My name is Sabino Quijano, and I am the president of the Association of the Co-op in 3121 Mount Pleasant. And December 31st, a number of people that were drunk came into the building, and they broke one of the windows in the building. We called the police, and the police took their time to come and respond to this call. When the police officer came, he had a very bad attitude with us, and was very short with us, told us nothing he can do, and give us this card, and nothing has happened. Once he was in the building, he started asking us for all type of personal information. The primer documento. They asking for special documents like the driver license and documents from the building. And all other licenses for the building, occupancy licenses, I'm assuming. But the complaint is that the police, the time response and the police attitude with the residents. ¿El hablaba español?
No.
And that does not, the officer didn't speak Spanish, so the communication was very hard to have between them. This is what he's saying is they do not have professionalism, and that's not good.
Phil.
Just so I understand the events that transpired, were the drunk people that were causing the disturbance, were they residents of the building or were they trespassing?
They are outside, folks from the outside. But he's they're the same gang members that were doing that.
Any other commissioner wish to say something? Jack.
Is the LiveLink program still working, and would not that have been useful in this situation if it is?
It is not.
Is it not working?
The sole funder of it has dropped out.
Okay, that's unfortunate. The live link was a way to get a quick response for just situations such as that.
Would the commission allow me to ask two questions? One, what if they got the badge number, and secondly, to ask the lieutenant how people should respond? Because I've heard these kinds of complaints fairly often. So, without objection, then, do you have the badge number?
Yes, he has the badge number. I also gave him a card with the report numbers on it, with his information on it also. In reference to the...
Would you stand, please?
In reference to the demeanor of the officer, that's something that I would have to address. I have to talk with the officer and address from there. Right now, I really can't comment on it because I had the officer side of the story. I'm not saying that his is any different, but I don't know. Maybe it was a language barrier, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. So I have to speak with the officer first.
He raises quite a few issues, like
speak with the officer first.
Addressing and so on. What is your stance on residents immediately going into the complaint system, which I believe is their right at any time?
Yeah, what they can do is you can either do it online or you can respond to the 3rd District Station, or if you maybe work somewhere and it's a closer police station, you can go there, you can get a citizen complaint form, and you can file a complaint through the citizen's complaint form, or you can get something that we call a PD-99. It's a different criteria for a 99. It's more of an egregious act on the officer's part as opposed to the citizen complaining for a situation like this, but maybe the officer's demeanor or his general attitude wasn't pleasing.
Can you, if people will allow, because I think a lot of people are interested in this and it's a big problem, what is the timetable that each of those avenues takes? How long does it take? What happens? Just in brief.
The Citizens Complaint Review Board, that's a non-police entity, so it's on their time schedule. I really can't comment. I don't know. With the police department and all complaints, we had 90 working days to come to a determination that the investigation, if it was sustained, exonerated, not founded, or unfounded. So the police department has 90 working days to come up with an answer to the problem.
You say citizen. Is it open to non-citizens?
The Citizen Complaint Review Board?
Yes.
That's a non-MPD entity, and anybody, if you have a complaint against, pretty much it's something to kind of say there's not the police policing the police, it's an outside agency policing the police.
So a resident who is not a citizen can make
yes,
a complaint?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. Thank you. Stormy.
This is just boggling me. Why would leadership, whoever the person is in charge of whomever responds, why would they send a non-Spanish-speaking person to respond in an area where they know it's predominantly Latinos? That is insane.
Well,
so, of course, I'm not finished. So, of course, there's going to be a language barrier. Right there to me says, how much concern did they have? None. When you send somebody to do a job, you're supposed to send the best person equipped to handle it. Right there, they wasn't caring if they sent a person that couldn't even communicate. Thank you.
That's not accurate. What happens is, because they are police officers, we can't pick and choose what calls. We assign more Spanish-speaking officers to this area. However, if the officer was on another assignment, we can't say, you don't handle this assignment, we wait till we get a Spanish. We send the first available officer. That's how we do it. We try to send Spanish-speaking officers. We assign this. There are more Spanish-speaking officers assigned to this PSA in 302 than any other PSA. However, if one's not available, one's not available. They have days off and all those things. It's just a manpower issue. We try to put Spanish-speaking officers in this area.
With all due respect to everything you said, I have uncles, I have brothers on the force, and I know how the things go. I understand that, but I'm saying to a critical situation going on, I live in a residence where oftentimes we call Metropolitan Police and we always specify the building, and you can tell they're aware of what's going on in the building by whom they send. So I respect what you're saying, but it's just not completely true. Thank
I disagree
you.
With you, but that's okay.
So we're going to agree, sir, to
Absolutely.
Disagree. Thank you.
Stormy, you could put in a resolution, and I'll work with you on it so that we can give them advice on how to handle these things. Do you have... because we're supposed to, one of our functions is to give advice, to evaluate your service, and when we find it lacking, to suggest alternatives. Thank you, Lieutenant, unless you've got something else to say.
No, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Next.
My name is Rosa Rivas, and I'm living at 3149 Mount Pleasant Street, and I'm part of the Latino Association Mount Pleasant. quería solamente hacerle saber el dolor de cabeza de Mount Pleasant, que es el parqueo. He estado escuchando hace más de un año el problema del parqueo. Jim Graham vino y prometió y prometió y prometió y nada está pasando. No sé qué tanto es el poder que tiene la ANC como para que exista más parqueo acá en Mount Pleasant, y ahora con esto que han puesto hasta las 10 de la noche de pagar parqueo. Nosotros que vivimos acá en Mount Pleasant, es tan difícil encontrar un parqueo. Tenemos que estar dando vueltas y vueltas por el transcurso de una hora para encontrar un parqueo en zona. Así que recibimos tickets y bueno, no sé qué pueden hacer ustedes como ANC. Tenía entendido de que estos parqueos que iban a aumentar las horas iba a estar en Adams Morgan, Georgetown y Wisconsin Avenue, pero no en Mount Pleasant. Sé que en todo el distrito no han puesto estas horas altas. Yo sé que en Downtown sí han puesto también, porque hay un número de business. Donde hay bastante business, sé que han puesto, pero acá Mount Pleasant es tan pequeño, falta de parqueo y han aumentado las horas. No sé si tienen alguna respuesta o por favor edúquenme, no sé si estoy en lo correcto o no.
My name is Rosa Rivas. I live in 3149 Mount Pleasant. I want to talk about the eternal nightmare for us in Mount Pleasant. It's about parking. And I don't know how much power the ANC has, but Jim Graham was talking, promising us about more parking, working and providing more parking. And now you see the signs outside, the signs they have extended the hours for the parking meters, and it's going into 10 p.m. Used to be 7 o'clock, now it's 10 p.m. I was under the understanding that this is supposed to be happening in other areas, but not in Mount Pleasant, where we need more parking. And now this is happening, and people are driving around now for driving and driving and driving, and not able to find parking. And the tickets are still coming on, and the economy is very tough. So I don't know, you guys know something about it. Is there anything that can be done about this? There's also parking meters they have added in down the street. And so instead of giving us more parking, they are taking out the parking spaces, and they are giving them more, they're charging us more. And now into 10 p.m., the residents have a hard time parking in our community.
Commissioner, wish to respond?
Well, I hope you guys respond to that. This is a huge issue, folks. Is there anything that we can do? Can we call Jim Graham? Has he let us know that this was coming down to Mount Pleasant? He at least will let us know that this was coming down here, so we can organize and find opposition. That is not acceptable, that this type of attacks is happening to our community. So if that has happened, we didn't know about it. And we were not aware that Mount Pleasant was a targeted area for this increase.
May I seek the advice of the commission? It seems to me that this was a change in policy for which that affects us, and thus we should have gotten 30 business days notice. Because we did not, because it is a change in policy, it is an item that if we pass a resolution, it must be accorded great weight. Since they did not give us notice, if anyone wishes, any resident can, in the name of the ANC, go to court, go to Superior Court, and ask for a delay. The way that we could start this is by passing, if the commission feels that it's important, we could set up very quickly a resolution and pass it, and thereby, because it is my sense, and maybe the commissioners have a different view, that this is the kind of thing that affects thousands of our residents in a way that it really stings, and it's something that is within our purview. I'd appreciate some comment on that. Jack, are you willing to correct me?
Concerning the parking, which has been a terrible problem since forever, I want to explore the situation a little further, but I think that at the next meeting, we could certainly consider a resolution if we want Mount Pleasant to be exempted from this extended hours of parking meters.
It was not on the list that was submitted by DDOT, because I just read it. Phil, do you have, David, I saw you nodding. Do you have a comment about, because we're challenged, can we do something?
No, I don't have a comment.
Okay, good. So then I guess we move on to the next person that...
Good evening, ANC commissioners and everyone. My name is Silvia Garri. I'm here from the Office of the People's Council for the District of Columbia, known as La Asesoría Legal Pública del Distrito de Columbia. And we are your lawyers. If you have any issues with your utilities, whether it's gas, electric, or telephone, I'm quite sure each of you have a flyer regarding a public hearing to be held this coming Saturday. It's being held by the DC Council regarding the quality of services of the utility company, only Verizon, Washington Gas, and Pepco, which are regulated by the Public Service Commission. Please come out, voice your concern. If you have any issues with utilities or you feel it's fine or you have any negative concerns, just let your voice be heard at this community hearing. Once more, it will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the John Wilson's building. And it's right here. Yes. If you want interpretive services, you need to call a number that is listed on the flyer. Okay, and request your language, whether it's Amharic, Chinese, Vietnamese, Korean, Spanish. And I have the flyers here translated in different languages that you can have the message and share it with your friends and neighbors. So please come out. They want to see you. They want to hear your concern. Also the People's Council, which is Elizabeth Noya. Thank you. Any questions? Thank you. Gracias.
Has anyone been missed? Then, seeing that, then we return to our regular business.
Yes.
Okay.
No, just thank you for coming to me.
Would someone give her a microphone? I couldn't hear her. Okay. Is this? I hear there's a second person.
That's just me. I'm here to listen.
Okay. So, yeah. I think it's time to return to our regular order of business. It's 7 minutes after the hour, and so the next order of business, I believe, is the Secretary-Treasurer's report.
Well, let's take up the calendar of meetings. We are required to do that.
Yes, I thought you would handle that.
Well,
since you would put it in the...
Yes. Is the commission content to continue with the current arrangement of informal meetings on first Tuesdays and the business meetings on the third Tuesdays of each month?
Hearing no objection, but I would like to suggest that it become explicitly, and we list the dates of the informal, likely informal meetings, and put them on the website. So there's some concreteness.
Yes. We can certainly do that.
So but working together, we can do that.
Yes. But technically, our schedule of business meetings for the year 2010 is third Tuesday of each month.
And we also continue through January, just in case there are problems. Phil.
I'd like to suggest to the commission that we modify the December meeting so that the business meeting is on the first Tuesday of the month, given the proximity to the holiday period in late December.
That's a good point. Is the 21st too close to Christmas that we want to instead have our December meeting that would be on the 7th instead of the 21st?
I tend to agree that the business meeting should be at the beginning because you're falling into the holiday time.
Actually, because we may have business popping up, I would prefer to have it be then the 1st and 2nd Tuesday. So that,
but there's no guarantee that this meeting room is available on the second Tuesday. I mean, we have the first and third Tuesdays reserved.
All right. Any other comment? Okay.
I'm asking the question. Do I change December 21st to December 7th? We've got two people who seem to think that's a good idea.
Let's do a quick show of hands. That may be easiest. All in favor? By unanimous consent. And I also ask unanimous consent that we schedule January meetings in case there are strong changes in the ANC, and they're already preset. Do I see any objection to that? Then by unanimous consent, we've accepted yours with these changes. Include the list of informal meetings, change the December meeting, and include the January meetings. Okay. We have several other mandatory resolutions, or else we can't write checks, I believe.
Well, let me proceed, if I could, to the Secretary's report, set that aside, and then deal with the other things we have to do under the Treasurer's report. Technicality, can we have acceptance of the minutes of the December 15th meeting?
I make a motion that we accept the minutes of December's meeting.
Hearing no objection, they are unanimously approved.
Okay, then let me proceed with the Treasurer's report. Just an information note, initially the auditor had withheld these amounts from our next allotment. I protested the $126 item, and that was in fact recovered. The other three are appropriate.
Thank you, Jack, for your diligence.
Now, a financial report. Our report for the first quarter of FY10, which is the last calendar quarter of the last year, has to be dealt with now. I believe I sent this out to everyone.
Is there any objection?
Are there any questions about it? I mean, it balances, everything is documented.
I think we trust you. Seeing no objection, I declare that it is unanimously accepted.
Is there any objection?
You keep asking for trouble.
I just want to be sure. This is why I'm a good treasurer, because I'm persnickety about details.
Good.
Translate persnickety into Spanish.
Okay.
Okay. Then, moving along. we are required to pass a resolution for participation in the ANC Security Fund. Resolve that ANC-UND approves the Commission's participation in the Advisory Neighborhood Commission Security Fund and authorizes the payment of a $25 fee for the period January 1, 2010 through December 31, 2010.
Do I hear a second? Vice Chair seconds. All in favor? 5-0. None opposed.
Thank you. I'm working on the 1099s for our contractors. We have three. If a contractor is paid more than $600 in a year, then we have to do a Form 1099 to the IRS. And we have four contractors, who passed that level. And I have two routine checks already written, one to Tony Grillo and one to Lorena for the interpreting. I believe that's it for the Treasurer's report.
I will note that we have no need to fill out new signature cards for the bank.
I will confirm that. Okay. We do have to do information cards.
Okay.
The chair and the treasurer have to do those.
Okay. There are several items I'd like to report on the commercial quarter. The first is that I have invited twice, but have yet to get confirmation. Actually, three times. I checked today to invite Kwame Brown to our meeting on the 2nd. This meeting will also be with the assistance of the Latino Association invite many of the agencies that support business and other services on the commercial corridor. And I hope the Commission would indulge me by allowing me to ask for Juan Carlos to describe how he thinks that will work.
You can't be in the Kentown because I was communicating
here. At the meeting on the 2nd with Kwame Brown invited, we also are going to invite service agencies that support economic and community development on the commercial corridor.
Yeah, so the idea that is being developed is to, in the last public meeting, community meeting that we had, ANC had, there was strong concerns about how we can maintain and strengthen the Latino, the local businesses, not just Latino, local businesses in the area. So what we want to do is invite all the non-profit organizations that receive money from the city to improve or to do work with businesses, and they can give us a report on what they have done and what is the plans for this year and the coming year. The idea of that is not to micromanage what they are doing, it's but to identify ways that the community can help and getting perhaps more resources or perhaps getting more involved into ensuring that businesses are doing better here. Jobs is a critical issue for us. And the second component is we don't want businesses to be closing down. And the way it is looking right now, with the exception of Heidi's, businesses are really, really hurting. And it's a good thing for Heidi's because Heidi's has been a very smart business and moving forward. But businesses in the area are hurting tremendously. And we want to see what we can do. We cannot just sit down and wish that somebody does something. But so that's the intention of that.
Comments? All right. The next item is I'd like to report having met with Lieutenant Pate and the new commander, Jacob Kitchter, for about an hour and a half. After having made calls to many commissioners and to many of the civic associations to see what they think could be done, And here was the consensus, that there be one meeting a month with only one or two police officers, perhaps one sworn officer and one that can make decisions, and a civilian who can take notes and make sure there's follow-up. There's been complaints that there's been very little follow-up in these meetings. Secondly, that we discussed and I think moved towards a consensus that Mount Pleasant needs has three different zones and needs different policing strategies for those, and it will take a couple of months to come up with distinctive policing strategies for that, because we almost everybody believes that we need to reallocate resources and to have different strategies for the R4 zone, the row houses, the commercial quarter, and then the apartment zone. I thought that it was very good that the commander said that he would he was open to continuing these meetings, and that we would probably move forward to trying to establish these separate strategies as a matter of consultation. Any comments or questions on this? Okay. Next, I'll mention later, there's a library resolution which I've distributed, and I attended that meeting, and it looks like there may be some strong support for changing the library's project, but we can discuss it later. I've made about 20 calls on the Main Street project. The most informative one came in about 6 o'clock to 6:15 today from Aaron Rhodes. I had another long discussion with Jeff Madukin, who is the ANC liaison. Essentially, and also a good call with Alice Kelly. Here's what I was told from these. First, that it's going to be several months before the money is released. So we have time to consider things. Number two, that that the grant has not been made, and it's the intention of DDOT to respect the legal requirement that before a grant is made, the substance to it is submitted to the ANC 30 business days in advance for discussion. Next, this is the third out of 4 points, that there is a federal procedure with quite a few steps, and that the step that this project is at now is that it has gone through the first interview, and so that the project is in a high likelihood status, but there is no promises. I also learned that there are quite a few items that were asked for. There are quite a few items that could be put in, but there is limited money, so that only a few will be put in. And it is the expectation of DDOT that each of the items that is put in is on the basis of complete consultation and general agreement, if you like, consensus, that these are the high priority items. The fourth and most interesting piece is that the DDOT, three DDOT personnel I discussed this with in depth, say that they very much agree with the idea that we should put some effort in to make this an example of how consultation should go on between the agency and the ANCs before resolutions are passed. And we can do so on a collegial basis. And they are interested in working with the ANC to make sure that there is broad community or neighborhood buy-in. So I think this is, we have a couple of months, and we have the possibility of setting up a process where it will be considered more carefully, and almost everybody that wants to be involved will have a chance to participate. Yeah, questions? Comments? Okay, that's. I do request that the commercial corridor be renewed for another year as a standing committee. Phil.
I have been rather frustrated with the way the commercial corridor has acted. Given the fact that you are now chair, I wonder if you might allow someone else to be one of the co-chairs of the commercial corridor committee.
The policy that I believe we've had before is that the committee, because it has no legislative duties and cannot, all it can do is to assemble ideas for presentation of the ANC. My personal approach would be is that if you wish to participate in this, I think you should. And as true for any other commissioner that wants to be active and participate. Does that satisfy your concerns?
I guess I'm confused about how a committee is established and has regular activities but has irregular business meetings. And that is something that I've questioned several times throughout the year. To be perfectly frank, the Commercial Corridor Committee seems to exist in name only, and you are basically running the show as you see fit. So the Commercial Corridor reports that we're getting are basically just summations of your general activity as an ANC commissioner operating in the name of the Commercial Corridor Committee. So I don't understand how it exists as a committee as opposed to just you doing whatever you want.
Since this deals with me personally, may I ask the vice chair to take over chairing the meeting at this point so that the discussion is done on a fair basis?
Okay. Greg, would you like to respond to Commissioner Lepanto?
Yeah, I believe that we've had fairly regular meetings of the Commercial Corridor Committee. It is, in effect, taken over the work of putting together the informal meetings because most of them have to do with the Commercial Corridor in the last year. So we've had quite a few meetings, more than many of the committees in other ANCs. Secondly, to the concern that you raise, and I would be concerned, and Jack can tell you that I was concerned when there was when I was not a member of one of the committees. The topic of what will be considered and directions for how to go are in almost every case discussed with the whole commission ahead of time. It is true that my reports are very often at the time of the Commercial Corridor report, but they come out of my work as an officer and as I was delegated by the chair to represent the commission, and they were in trying to make inquiries, get information, and to pursue resolutions that had been passed by the ANC. And as I hope Mike Pate could tell you while he's gone, that when I met with the police, I presented them with a stack of the ANC resolutions as a basis for the discussion.
Other commissioners like to respond? Jack?
I think Phil has a good point. That is, the purpose of committees is to solicit input from the public. We're supposed to get reports from committees of what the public has to say about issues. In fact, these committee reports are turning into your activity reports. Now, they may be very interesting, but they're no longer committee reports. They're your own activity reports. And perhaps we should consider a different arrangement for their presentation.
Dave, have some comment? No.
Yeah, I've never seen this as a committee. I don't know why we need one.
commissioners may remember that I am very supportive of the idea of establishing a committee structure. I believe that it is an important way to gather advice and to spur the engagement of residents and neighbors in the community. So I would like to suggest that we maintain the Commercial Corridor Committee. However, I would be appointed as chair by the commission as a whole.
Unless somebody else has another opinion, mine's at this particular point in time is that we can move on and come back and address the situation. Maybe it needs another look at for whatever reason, but I think we're spending too much time on it at this moment. And can I turn the chair back to you now? Or?
Then, from what I hear, there's while there are remaining questions about the staffing of the committee, there is a consensus that it should continue. So I could consider, yes, Dave.
I don't see the committee as ever really functioning. Who are the members?
Volunteer commissioners right now. It's Stormy and myself.
You guys meet often?
Okay, speaking for myself, we don't necessarily meet per se in person as often as probably we should. We do a lot of our communicating on the phone. My ideas or whatever I come up with and I pass them to Greg and what's going on, so we communicate in that fashion. Greg takes mostly the lead because he knows the people, and a lot of them speak Spanish, and so he does most of the out there communicating, but we do most of our discussions on the phone.
Phil, I beg to differ with the chair that there is not consensus on this issue, and I think we should take Commissioner Scott's advice and move on to other issues at this time.
All right. May I ask the opinion of the commission on what items? It's now 8:30, and usually we try to get out in by 9.
The next order of business is the subject of the coming meetings, in particular the informal meeting scheduled for February 2nd.
Yes. So, is that asking for a confirmation that that's...
Is there going to be an informal meeting, and if so, what will be the topic?
Stormy.
I wasn't real interested in us having an informal meeting because I was looking forward to Kwame Brown coming. We really were emphatic about trying to have that in the last our open meeting that we had. So I think we need to still have that meeting, and we definitely need to know in advance if he's going to come. Does it require somebody else calling and also requesting communication with him about coming to that meeting?
I would appreciate it if you would do so.
Yeah, because I really want him to be there. It's important, I think.
Okay. I thought it was pretty thoroughly discussed and approved by the whole commission.
So the you're saying the February 2nd meeting will be a commercial corridor meeting, and specifically with Kwame Brown, possibly?
He's been invited, yes. And I believe I've sent copies of the invitations to the other commissioners.
Chair.
I will please the commission. Yeah, Juan Carlos Ruiz.
I just wanted to be clear that I would like to have some clarification, because we also requested that when the non-profit organizations, they are receiving money from the city to work on businesses, can come and give us a report
on what they are doing and what the plans are for working with the businesses in Mount Pleasant for this year and next year. And I thought that was a compact a package of having Kwame Brown and having the report from the businesses also. What is the thinking here? We are desperate to make sure the businesses get more support and so we can keep the corridor going.
Unless there's an objection and a vote to the contrary, it seems we should continue that. Is there an objection to on that plan? Seeing none, it seems like, yeah, we should proceed.
Thank you.
Okay. Phil.
Seeing as how at this time we do not have any contractors, I would like to withdraw number 5 from consideration, or from the unfinished business docket, I guess I should say.
We do have a contractor, and that's Rob Waldeck.
And I would like to submit this for consideration at this time.
Okay, thank you. From my understanding, and I appreciate advice on this, the only critical piece that needs to be addressed now is that of the library resolution, because it's to the DC Council, and they've held open their record for another week. Story.
Okay, I'm having a problem when you're talking about something else and we're waiting, giving Jack a moment to bring up what we're considering right now. Can we do that first and then go to the next one?
I'm sorry, I thought this was the one that's under consideration. Phil?
Yes.
You're right.
So I'm moving that we consider this. As chair, I believe you are accepting it, or you're not accepting it?
No, I just, for the open agenda process, these are simply suggestions from the commissioners. And so you can withdraw them at any time. Once they have been introduced as a motion and seconded, then they are no longer yours under your discretion. It must be formally stated and moved to be tabled or withdrawn by the commission, and that takes a vote of the commission. But that only occurs after it's been moved and seconded. Because none of the resolutions you put in have been moved and seconded, then you can withdraw them at any time.
I understood that Phil was introducing this motion.
That's right. When you corrected me that we have contractors, I'd like to introduce this motion, or I'd like to move that we consider this resolution.
Okay, so we have two, because I was asking which ones should we consider, and this is one of the ones under consideration. We also have, I believe, the library one. Stormy.
Gee, you're not actually keeping up with us. The question, Phil was going to withdraw. If we didn't have contractors. You informed him that we do have contractors. So he was getting ready to present this particular resolution. That's where we...
Fine.
Okay.
Then it's a matter of that we usually, before we choose the next one, we have an informal discussion and choose it together. Yes.
I would propose that we consider first number 10, considering the transportation enhancement grant, since that seems to be a topic of interest to a number of people here.
I'm not prepared to introduce that at this time.
That takes care of that.
Okay. Would you please include an 11, Jack, on the library? While he's bringing that up, then perhaps we can go to
to Phil's number 5. Do I hear any objection? Okay. Is there a second for Phil's resolution? Seeing no second. Okay. It's been moved by Phil and seconded by Dave Wasserman.
Okay, pardon. Which one are we taking at this time?
We're taking Phil's.
Okay.
Cut. Okay. Contract or work plans must be submitted. Resolved. The current management practice maintained by the officers of ANC 1D does not provide sufficient transparency. Henceforth, commissioners who manage contractors will submit work plans detailing the estimated hours that they expect to task their staff with for the next 30 days. The commission may veto any work plan that, in the estimation of a majority of commissioners, does not conform to the immediate and long-term priorities of the ANC and the community. In the event that the contractor is hired on a per-task basis rather than on an hourly basis, the work plan must simply indicate the task and the expected date of completion.
Okay. So this is now open for discussion. Let me go around and see if there's discussion. Jack.
Well, certainly... The contractors I work with are Lorraine and Mejia and Tony Grillo, and this really presents no difficulty in continuing working with them.
Yeah, there's other resolutions that, if I may go out of order, just a point is that all the contractors are supposedly under work under the staff committee, which essentially is the officers. So this would change that because we do not have specific assignments for a commissioner to be in charge. Phil.
I was unaware that we had chartered a staff committee. I guess there exists under our bylaws that committee. Is that my understanding?
It's called, not called the committee, it's called the staff group.
Okay. Is that specifically chartered by the commission?
It was, yes. But not in the bylaws. It was in a resolution.
Okay. And that's in perpetuity?
It does not have a final date.
Okay. Over the past year, I've been concerned that the staff that we have had working on behalf of the commission, it isn't transparent in the way that they work. And this staff group that you describe has also not made any specific reports as to the plans and work that is being done on behalf of the commission. I feel like that is not acceptable to me, and that is why I've introduced this resolution. I believe that we commissioners as a whole must be responsible for the work that is performed on our behalf, and it is our duty as fiduciaries of the public money to make sure that we are well aware of the work that is being done and is planned to be done.
Dave.
Unless this puts a heavy burden of some sort on the commission to be transparent, I would favor this resolution.
Stormy.
I actually don't have a problem with this resolution. I I do feel that whatever contractors we have, whatever work they're doing, it should be available for all, for the whole commission. So I don't have a problem with it.
Let me say that I oppose the passing this as an extra burden on the commissioners who are volunteers and essentially the officers. The statement you made that there has not been transparency is not completely true, because in the case of Bill Butler, his proposed task lists, when they had been approved, were distributed to the whole commission. Now, it became difficult to get those lists from him. And at some point then, his services stopped, in large measure because of that. So I would like to suggest that we continue with the effort to try to work that out in the spirit of this without making it a requirement, because it places an extra burden on an already difficult situation of overseeing contractors. And at any time the commissioner may feel that general agreement is not being honored, well then I think it should be reintroduced.
Can I make a motion for discussion to close?
Sure.
I make a motion for discussion to close.
Second.
Okay. So, all in favor of closing of discussion? 5-0. Then we move to the main issue. Is there all in favor of the resolution? 4. All opposed? I oppose it. And probably will not take on much work to implement it, because it would mostly fall on me. Discussion is closed, so I can't say anything. Okay, the next item I think that I'd like to suggest is the library issue, because it has some criticality.
I just want to say this, that you have to be careful. Like, I would really appreciate it if the comments were left out. You're acting as the chair.
Fine.
Okay, thank you.
Jack, may I ask your advice on how to introduce this?
Is this a resolution or a novel?
Let me offer a motion to discuss what the commission might do to respond to the call from the council for commentary on whether to approve or disapprove of the contract for the Mount Pleasant Library. And a discussion not to exceed 15 minutes. Story.
I'd like to point out that it's 8:45 and a discussion of 15 minutes would complete our time.
Okay, how about 10 minutes? Well, I hear no second. Okay, thank you. Dave.
Yes, something like this probably does sum up most of what I've heard in this room for the last, year and a half. I do have one suggestion that you speak about people coming to into this transportation, parks and rec, but you didn't mention the fire department, which is one of the central points, I thought, in your disagreement with the plan.
I hope it's our disagreement, if I may say so. A friendly amendment, I think you're right, and a friendly amendment would be, can you make a suggestion of what language to insert and where?
Top of the second page, the list should just include the fire department.
It's at the very top. Since we're discussing this in a form of putting together a resolution that might be introduced, Jack, would you help by inserting that? So after transportation, perhaps in the top of the second column, before the Office of Planning, the fire department. Dave.
Previously, reservations on any kind of resolution slowing down the development of the library have been based on the fear of losing the money. How well-founded is that fear?
I attended almost all of the committee hearing, and it seemed that all of the committee members, Jim Graham was not there, the others were there, and the other four that were there said that they very much wanted to have the library facilities built in their wards, but they did not want it to move forward in disrespect of their local ANCs. Both the chair of the committee and the other members said that they had heard for over a year now, and sometimes longer, gnashing and lots of horror stories about the library, the way the library has been treating the local ANCs. To specifically answer your question, it appears that the council members want to see the money spent, but they want to see it spent in a different way. If I might add just one other point of information. The committee members, and led by the chair of the committee, asked Jenny Cooper, the chief librarian, what she would do different in handling this, given the huge amount of unhappiness, the almost universal unhappiness with the library. And she answered that she wishes that she had told everybody that this was not an input process, that the library had already made up its mind on what it wanted to do, and that it was not open to discussion or advice on how to do it, and that therefore all of their process should have been construed as simply an information meetings to tell local people what was going to happen to them. Let me go first to Phil.
Thank you. As Ms. Brewster has pointed out, we have agreed to disagree on this issue. She's spoken quite eloquently at great length, trying to persuade me to her opinion. This resolution, in my estimation, is quite possibly better named the kitchen sink resolution. As Dave pointed out, every complaint and problem that has been identified throughout this entire process is yet again reiterated and restated in this resolution. I'm not going to vote for it because I think that we do need to proceed with our library plans. We do need improved facilities in this ward, and I think that the library has done a good job of reaching out to the community and having an endless number of meetings. I certainly remember all the ones that I attended, and there were many over several months and weeks. Obviously, you know, we can argue about this at length, but as we have identified in previous ANC meetings, the library is going forward after a great deal of public input and a great deal of public discussion, and I don't see why in any of this or in any other arguments why we should stop. I know that that's unpopular, particularly in this room, but it's been my position in the past, and it will continue to be my position in the future.
Thank you. Dave?
Well, my question really was, how likely are we going to lose the money if we delay this further? Not whether or not the council wishes to hear from the ANC, because they aren't controlling the money.
My answer is that it seems less than 1% chance that the money won't be spent, because the council has an agreement with the executive on this, and the various council members want the break-in to come home. Let me add one thing, and that is that this is attempts to be a summary for the council for really the first time, directed specifically to the council. And it has been, the formulation of it was guided by the advice of staffers on the council, who suggested what things the council members in their discussion said they were interested in hearing. So this is a targeted summary, and I think we still have at least a one-third, perhaps a one-half chance in changing, given the disapproval of the process all around the city. Dave?
Whether this passes or not, I think we should think about asking the city for a firefighting plan, irrespective of the library.
Agreed. Jack?
I'm just dismayed at having this very long resolution dumped on us in the middle of the meeting with no advance copies, no preparation. I'm just not prepared to deal with a resolution of this size and of this import in such a quick fashion. I move that this be tabled until the next business meeting.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Let me see, a move to table. Can it be discussed? Yes. If it's tabled, well, then it would be approved after the council has very likely finished its deliberations, but it may be something. And by the way, I did submit it, I think, about 3 o'clock in its first draft. But it was on the last day. So I have no other discussion of this. If the it seems like the commission is ready to vote on the move to table. All in favor on moving to table on the tabling? 4-1 with Greg in the negative. So it is 9:03. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Would the commission allow first Juan Carlos? Yes.
Just a quick thing. There is an item in the agenda that is having a paper for us that is not being dealt with, and I just respectfully request that item be the one on the number 6. They must have a better website that includes Spanish content. And I will request respectfully that this item be dealt with in the next meeting.
Okay. Or a replacement of something, which you can help. Any commissioner can present a resolution. Okay.
then we have then I think that we have moved to adjourn. Is there
an official report for the police?
Yes, a quick report for everybody knows that the stop sign that is on 17th Street on the park, this on the park is a stop sign when the buses turn to go into Lamont. There's a stop sign, and that stop sign is illegally put there. So the Latino Association has asked the city to move that stop sign closer to the corner so that create one more parking space. So that is going to be happening. The order is already done, and it's happening in the next couple of days. The order is happening already. The other thing is they're going to be the process of painting the street for this walking signs, to cross the street signs, and the bike signs. They're going to start Monday or Tuesday of next week. And the other component is that we're working for the signages and between Lamont and Irving to be improved, and that should start in the next week or so. Also,
Juan Carlos, did you say that you wanted us to consider the website resolution?
Yeah, this time? For the next meeting to be...
For the next meeting, not this meeting.
Yeah, for the immediate to be dealt with, so we can work on it.
Okay.
Okay, once again, it has been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor? 5-0. The time is now 8:59.
Thank you very much.